If you're looking for one of the first places European explorers touched land in what is today the United States, you may need to head to a U.S. territory rather than a state. It's here that you'll find some amazing history that perhaps you didn't even know existed in the country. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. What have you overlooked when it comes to passing a farm or land on to others? What are the hazards on your operation that you may not see? What if a cyber attack wipes out all of your records and costs you lots of time, cash, and headaches? They're all some of the items I hadn't thought a lot about, but as a farmer and landowner, I should. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide and their farm certified agents to help us all see what we may have overlooked. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where we've created short videos on important topics to help protect your next. Learn more about important topics that can impact all of us.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
This island was one of the first that European explorers encountered. Walter Chavez shares the story from San Juan National Historic Site.
Columbus apparently did come to the island of Puerto Rico. He was on the west side of the island, but obviously the word got back to the Spanish, and then the Spanish started making their way out this way.
Columbus arrived here on his second voyage to the New World on September 25th, 1493. Spanish seafarers quickly realized the importance of this island.
Once you got on the ship, the winds would bring you here, and it was strategically located, so it would be a great place to stop off, get supplies, get water, get all the things you needed, both going towards the Americas and coming back the other way.
The Spanish began building fortifications here, and today's city of San Juan has grown up around it. It is difficult to describe this massive structure.
If you describe it in the amount of years that it took, I mean, it started in the 1530s, and they didn't finish the last part of the wall up here, middle 1700s. So that's over 250 years that it took to build the entire system.
Stone forts and walls were built to withstand attacks, both from sea and land. It was a formidable task to attack the Spanish here.
Both the British and the Dutch attacked, and the British actually took over the fort at one time. But apparently, after they took over the fort, they caught dysentery and other things, and they eventually just abandoned the fort, and Spanish came back and took it over.
The English held San Juan, but for a few months in 1598, before relinquishing control back to Spain. Today, the impressive fort is open to visitors, and we'll return next time as we travel the countryside. San Juan, Puerto Rico. I'm Andrew McCrae.